why does it beat up that honey? Oh my god. I'm dead ass. Like, what? What was that? I'm always behaved. That's the funny part. You're always acting like I don't always behave myself. Everybody knows out there the streets. And woman is always behaved.
What streets?
Ojoju streets. Because you tell me which other streets are available in my life. You get me? But hey, hey, don't be touching the beard, my G. It's for the ladies. Sorry, for the lady. Don't be touching.
You get
me? It's for the lady.
Does she know about
it? Don't worry. How does she know? Look what they're talking about me. Right. And by the way, the look what is an up. In case you have babe and then you tell the look what, don't tell her she's an up.
So you're trying to say you have?
I mean, nobody knows that. So.
I didn't know that. You have babe?
Yes, I do.
Must be nice.
I mean, yes, actually, that's the whole point of having a babe. Must be nice. I mean, yeah, but I mean, since we've not had an episode in like.
Month.
Oh, I lie.
13th July. I checked.
In a month, 13th July, guys. You checked and you realize in your head, July to now is a month.
What month are we in?
We're in October.
Sorry.
That means August has gone. September has gone. 2 months.
Do you care to explain yourself? I was close.
You were what?
I was close, sir.
You were close.
1 month, 2 months. It's just numbers, by the
way. And mad. I mean, yeah, so, I mean, that's. Another episode, you know, of the Talk Room. We're back.
It's the return podcast. I had an ACL injury. I'm back.
You had nothing. You just always steady cap. That's your issue. Always. But I mean, it's been quite a while before we had an episode, to be fair. And it's only fair if we just, you know, try to close that gap, right?
Yeah.
And then just. So for me, to be fair, other things I was doing. Hey, only the lady touches me like that. I had other stuff I had to work on just to make everything work, to be fair.
You're copying, by the way, you're missing me.
Okay. I had to do other stuff, right? And it's still an excuse for just dropping the pod, to be fair, because the pod is one of my major releases, right? When it comes to life, basically. Right, but work out to move on, and then I'm about to align the house. By the way,
I was about to say that.
I apologize.
All grumpy because he was out in the sun for a while. Small sun, vitamin D.
I mean, Atala can also testify to the fact that work was being done, right?
Yeah.
And we're just trying to make sure that we give you guys more content. To be fair, I'm talking about me. I don't know about Bill. I mean, he could have been hiking in the Bahamas. Who knows?
I had an ACL injury, so
which
I was
working, ACL injury?
I was working on my recovery. I was out for a while, for like 6 months. You know I'm Van Dyke.
Isn't that Van Dyke?
I came back stronger.
And work has been done, and like we kind of tweeted on like some days ago.
Who is we? Yeah, I'm logged out of the account, man.
Yeah, the one that looked the same out
now. I think I
changed the password, yeah.
Why would you change the password?
It's the same password. It's the same password.
So what's the password?
I should say the password out now so that everybody will have access to the account. I'm confused.
Well, how did you change the password and you do not tell me about?
So I kind of changed it. Then, like, I think I made it the same. I just changed like 2 days ago, 3 days ago. It wasn't like, or 4 days ago. I think you got locked out before, like, I changed it, right?
I got locked out, like, when I was off Twitter.
Yeah, so I think I'm, but it's the same password anyways. But I'll still send it. I
can't remember the same
password. I'll still resend it, yeah. But yeah, so work was being done, and like we put out like 2 days ago, there's a new show that's going to be coming out. Is that someone's phone that I heard?
No.
Okay, because I'm going to insult someone. I was yearning for it. Yeah, so we're also going to bring out a new show, right? But this should be on YouTube and not just a podcast, basically. And it's called The Cracker, right? And we're just trying to...
James, by the way.
Yeah, with James. Shout out to James for me for the lot of work we've done, right? Shout out to Tyler. Shout out to everybody that has been on this project trying to help. Shout out to everybody trying to push, because, I mean, it hasn't been easy. But, yeah, we're doing that. And more shows to come, by the way. It's not just The Cracker. There are other shows, but Align the Works, right? It's just trying to put content out for different people, try to make sure that we're still making ourselves relevant for you guys. Trying to get there, you know, because we're still a small organization. Is the organization our colors now?
Something like that.
So I just tried to, you know. But enough about that, right? Let's get into what's been happening, right? What's the new information we had?
I just found out you had a girlfriend.
You didn't just find out.
I just found out, by the way, officially. Like, I never knew that. I feel hurt. This is not about that. I just wanted to put it out there to the world.
So I'm in a relationship. What's the problem?
It's cute.
Because you are also in a relationship.
Who?
You. Oh, I deny your view outside.
He's brick.
Let's hit brick.
Let's just brick on this.
Unlike you, I'm very proud.
I never said I was not proud.
So why are you shaking? Why is your chest beating?
How you sure are you?
Why are your beard moving? What's happening? Why are you sweating?
Why is Tyler looking around?
There's ACL. Why are you sweating?
Nothing.
What's wrong with you? Nothing. But anyway, so yeah, that's one of the new developments in my life, right? Because, I mean, podcast is also one of many places where we've just come to like share what we're going through and what we're doing, to be fair. And yeah, so that's one of the new developments in my life, as long as all the works we've been doing, right? All the work we've been doing, yeah. So yeah, and it's been a funny ride, because I mean, everybody who knows me knows that I'm not that kind of person. I'm not interested in relationships.
So what made you get interested this time around?
Can you let me talk?
You couldn't stop staring at
me. It doesn't work like that. That's Indian movie. But it wasn't more of all this love at first sight thing, right? It was just more of
damn.
I think it was more of you know when you have.
She ticked all the boxes.
Let me finish.
I'll just give you hard lip.
I really don't believe like anybody can tick all your boxes, to be fair. No offense. Like, I don't believe anybody can tick all your boxes. But I feel like,
damn,
you know when you have, when you meet somebody, right?
Yeah.
And
you just know that.
You just don't, it's not annoying. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, I
You're
knew.
You're killing me here, guys.
Just shut up. It's not like, oh, you're saying you knew, right? But eventually you move on and you keep having conversations with the person. One thing I've always said, I don't know if you ever remember, and I said it, like, when I meet somebody and over years or months, right? Let me know if
years. Talking to somebody for years.
Months, right? I mean, because I started talking to her April. I'm dead September.
This year,
right?
That's fair now.
I mean, people expect you to like add them as like other 1 month, but I mean, I wasn't doing that, right? And to be fair, like, I just realized that one thing I always tell you is, if I'm talking to somebody and I have a cap on my feelings for the person, like there's a cap, you know that you are not crossing that bridge, then I don't see why I'm ending up with that person, because bruh, why?
So she passed the cap.
Yeah, I mean, every month it wasn't. No, we used to argue.
And, test.
We used to, there wasn't a test. Right? I just realized that, yeah, she's somebody who I actually just enjoy being with. Right?
Would you give us tips?
There are no tips, because I'm the worst person. To be fair, I'm actually the worst person to be with, because I'm very logical. So when she's doing, oh, hi, I'm like, bruh, 1 + 1 = 2. Yeah. Let's coordinate this. 1 + 1 = 2, right? Let's not. And then to her, it's like, no, it's not 2.
That's how big,
right? No, carry on. So you can't. You get, and then she's been able to, like, me, I see it as someone who is willing to withstand me, right? In everything that we do and everything, all our conversations and everything. And then even when I'm out of my, like, I'm out of it, and then I'm trying to be like, because I'm used to not being in one, you feel me? And it's like, bruh, I'm not doing this with you, right? And then she's like, oh no, we are doing this. Okay, like, and then all of that, and then you just seem to be like, okay, you know what, like, this person seems to want to ride with you or be with your journey. And to be fair, it's not even just about her, what's the word? It's not about her being riding with you, right? You're also interested in how the journey with her goes. And it's been a wonderful experience, right? It sucks, because now the streets want me, but I can't go back to the streets.
The streets never wanted you.
You lie now.
Like, they never cared about you. They tried to get you off the streets.
But yeah, and that's one new development in my life, yeah. And yeah, shout out to my babe. Thank you very much.
What's her name, by the way? I don't think I know her name.
I'm not like, saying her name.
I can put it out there.
You can, and I can put yours out there too. But yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Boundaries, please.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's one, I mean, major development, right? So Bill finished the drinks before like drinks, you got here.
I don't even drink. I can't drink.
You can't drink what?
I'm still like on my medical journey. I can't drink any.
You just took a cup of Gordon's from me right now.
That wasn't me. That was Kelechi.
I mean, yeah, but shout out to Gordon's because they make a badass drink, to be fair. Like,
yeah,
it's proper. Like, it's a proper actual blend. Yeah, so shout out to you guys.
And this tonic water.
Yeah, and tonic water. Everybody should try it. But sorry, people that drink should try it. I don't say everybody
drink
should try
responsibly,
it.
By the way.
Yeah.
I don't drink if you're not 18 plus. I don't drink and drive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you guys should try tonic water and Gordon's. Wherever you are, just try tonic water and Gordon's and you thank me. Oh, add a little bit of like, you can add like lemon inside and then you guys will be praising me and be DMing me and be like, Shami, thank you for your advice, your holiness. You get me? But yeah, so I had a conversation last week with I'm not going to say her name. It's someone that just left here, right? So I'm not going to say her name.
Who just left here?
Person that just left here.
You can't say your sister's name.
Yeah, because what I'm about is like a different perspective, right? So
yeah.
It was something about, you know, when everybody seems to know that, okay, everybody feels like there's an ulterior motive to everybody, right?
It's whatever ulterior motive, you wanted to say interior motive.
I wanted to say interior.
So,
like, do you get? And then, what are you trying to say?
You're from Ibadan.
So we're having this conversation about, like, you know how a lot of people try to, like, hide their relationships because if you bash, they don't want to have that,
they should actually.
You don't want to have this idea that, oh, if I put my relationship out there and it bashes, then I mean, what will people see? And
that's a major
that? Or they just feel like people don't have to know.
I don't know.
And I was also of that opinion, right? I am still of that opinion, to be fair.
I am of that opinion now.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
Right? To a certain extent. But at the same time, I've come to realize that, or my school of thought now, right, is like,
Adam Smith.
Yes, now. Nah. My school of thought now is, if he bashes, he bashes.
Exactly.
Do you get? Like, if he crashes, he crashes.
Yeah. Even if you hide it.
Even if you hide it.
It will still bash.
Do you get? And then, and I understand where, like, people are coming from, and they'll be like, you know what? People don't have to know. It's not in there, blah, 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 and all of that. And then sometimes I just sit down and be like, okay, why are we scared of? If the person does nonsense to us eventually, then people like Bill will come to my house and be like, I told you. Yeah, women are
till
evil.
Today.
You get like, women are evil.
Till this day.
And it's coming. Didn't they be down like yesterday? And then I understand like where everybody's coming from. But like also, I also came to realize that one thing is, it is what it is, right? If it bashes, like regardless. And she was having that question with me and she was like, no, not me. That want to. Maybe like some months to her marrying the person, nobody's going to know. And I'm like, that's just hard. Because why would you feel the need to hide somebody just because
you're afraid of losing the person?
Yeah, right. So, or you feel like if it bashes, why do you have the school of thought that it can bash? Why are you going into a relationship with the school of thought that it might just bash, right? It's realistic, oh, don't get me wrong. It's very realistic because anything can bash, right? It's very realistic. But why are you entering into it with the idea that if he bashes, oh, at least none of you knew, right?
Yeah.
If he bashed, oh, nobody knew about it. Nobody can come and say, oh, is that not your ex-boyfriend? I saw you in the market. Because that's one of the worst things that can happen. Trust me, it happened to me so many times. Like there was a time on the group chat with the boys, right? And someone just put, I was on my, you know when you're going through that your healing period, well, you know, you just want to be on your own.
I was like, yeah, I just saw your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, like, you know when you're in your healing period, right? And then you're just on
just
your own.
Mess with you,
and then, man. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But you don't know that I'm messing with you properly. Like, you will laugh, but at the same time, like, damn it. Yeah, like, so, like, I was on the group chat, yeah, and then he just, like, sent it, like, bro, I just saw your ex-girlfriend. The only worst part.
Definitely.
I know the worst part is, it's better when they type it. Right, and then it's just like, okay, this man took a picture. Like, he took a picture and sent it, like, bro, is this the ex girlfriend? I just saw her. And I'm like, bro, yeah, like, thank you for telling me. I didn't need to know all of this, right? And I think a lot of people are just scared of the fact that, oh, because they would know and all of that. And I was also of that opinion, don't get me wrong. I'm still of that opinion to a certain extent. But now it's like, okay. If it bashes, we move. Do you feel me? And then when I posted that Instagram post, yeah, because that's like when everybody like started messaging me. I was like, oh,
I didn't see the post, by the way.
That's your
I feel
business.
So left out. Like, I think our relationship is heading down the hill.
Guy,
like,
can you not?
We need to fix that.
Can you not?
We need to go to couples therapy. We need to fix this. This is not how it was. I didn't even know you had a girlfriend. Wow.
Can you not?
People on IG found out before me.
People, you knew from the moment I started talking to her. Like, you knew.
That was not me. So like I said, that was Kilichi.
The point is, right, you so and I posted a lot of that, right? And everybody's cute. Like, oh, even you. And then one of my guys like sent a message and I was like,
I think you should be name dropping people.
I know. Okay, I can name drop Samson. I can name drop Samson. So Samson messaged me and I was like, hey, and you'll be on the podcast talking about toxic masculinity. I'm like, when did I ever do that? Wait,
you've always given me that type of what, you know, when you told me that you were finally in a relationship, I was like shocked. I'm like,
why?
You guys, yeah, you are worse than me.
You guys are so, acting like I go around and be like, you know what? These women, leave them. Don't speak to them.
Actually, yeah,
I don't even do all of that. I mean, yeah, women are evil. That's a standard fact,
evil,
right?
Women are evil.
Generally, like generally. But like, I don't go around like giving you guys. You guys make me seem like Jesus of toxic masculinity. Like, oh, I'm future stepson. Like, oh, you guys, no, dump them. Like, I didn't want to do any of that.
Sure.
You feel me? And then everybody was just messaging me. I was like, oh, even you. I'm like, what does that even mean? Then my group chat to send a message. Then Oloye and Oloye was like that. God, when? Like,
Oloye,
even you.
Oloye not married.
Like, even you. And I'm like, what does even you mean? And I was like, if you can get a babe, then I mean, what am I waiting for? And I'm like, am I like, and I replied and I was like, that, am I the standard for singleness? I never like, yeah, definitely.
Actually.
Jigab,
how long was it before you got in this one? Like 2 years?
Yeah, like 2 years. 2 years is not even long. It's a
like,
normal.
2 years is long. That was like 2 years ago.
Oh, by the way, Bill enters relationships. How do I put it? Quarterly. You know, quarterly is like 3 months.
Nah, that's cap.
That's not cap. It's actually right? Because we're different.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I can't help. I'm a lover boy, certified lover boy.
What?
I don't go around sharing community stuff.
First of all, we are not going to act like you're a lover boy, right?
I'm a lover boy.
No, you're not. Anyways, second of all, I don't feel the need. So, two things, right? I don't enter relationships if I'm not clear of everybody or if I'm not clear of all my feelings, right? If I feel like I'm still... You know when, you know back then when you break up with somebody and you are feeling it and then you just think this is a message and your anxiety just rises up to the roof? You know all those things, right? And then... If as long as I'm still feeling that, I feel like I'm not completely over any the person, right? Yeah. So I don't enter into something new. Because is when you start having residual feelings for somebody in the past, that's when the person will come back into your life, want to ruin you, right? And then you'll not be like, maybe I shouldn't have left you after all. You know those crazy things, right? And then you are ruining people up. No, because you're the one doing the ruining. That's why you can't relate. I'm not.
Don't be putting that out there. I'm spoiling my market.
I'm like, you know all of those things, right? And I was just having a conversation and I was just trying to understand like where the look was coming from, right? Like, oh, if it's not like, maybe if the guy has not proposed to, or it's not like 3 months to the marriage, or she's not starting to like plan it, she's not going to tell anybody like about her man or everything. And I'm like, okay, why? And it's like nothing, just doesn't want anybody to know. And I'm like, okay,
it's our choice now.
Yeah, I feel that, but like, is it not a dangerous way of living? I mean, why?
Like I said, it's our choice.
No, so I'm trying to understand like the perspective.
She's protecting herself
from
embarrassment. No way they serve you hot breakfast.
I don't know if you can remember. I don't know if you watched this latest season of Sex Education.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, can I remember when they wanted to take a family picture and you're like, I don't know. I'm just going to form a name because I can't remember. And I was going to say, Yola, I thought you said you're not part of this picture. Like, what if you and Jim are break up?
Yeah, bruh,
it was wild.
Guy
was wild. Like, why would you say
but
that?
Actually,
what?
They break up. We didn't have to start using scissors to remove her from the picture.
But that was mean.
She wasn't married to the guy. Why
yeah,
she,
but at that point she was part. At that point she was part of the celebration. I feel like.
And so. I'm so confused. Is that why she would be in the picture?
I feel
like, yeah, go and sit down and camera.
I feel like. At that point, she was part of the celebration.
I'm joking, by the way.
Right? You are very toxic, by the way. Like, it's clear.
No, I'm not. I was, but I've grown up.
You've grown up.
I did a lot of self-evaluation.
So how have you grown up?
Like, things I was doing before, I'm not doing them anymore. Like, I had to change my lifestyle.
How? Please, we'd like to get the before
that's
and
for
after.
Me and
no,
my...
we'd like to get the before and after. So well, let's give us like, oh, what were you doing before?
Yeah, I was ghosting people and stuff like that.
What were you doing before? You were ghosting people.
Yeah, I wasn't letting them know what was going on. I would just disappear and go and do stuff by myself.
Yeah, so now you don't do that anymore.
I still do, but still.
What? I thought you said you are grown.
Yeah, I'm still growing.
I mean, so well, how do you try to, for example, let's assume like it's happening again and you feel this urge like to ghost, right, or to get out of that scenario. How do you try to stop yourself from doing it? Do you reach out to people or do you just give yourself that mental note that don't do it?
You know how I am. Like, literally, I was off for like 6 months. We
yeah.
didn't talk for a while and you were getting emotional. But
I was because I believe that that's one thing you don't do to your guys. You can't do to babes because women are evil.
Yeah, obviously, I can do it to babes. But you know something?
Oh, you can't, but carry on.
Yeah, babes. I'm sorry, that sounded wrong. I'm saying like,
yeah,
these are my guys. Like, you get. Sometimes you don't just plan it, it just happens. Like,
how do you not
like,
plan it? I feel you though, but...
Stuff just happen and then you'll be like, I'll talk to my guy. Let me just use Strux for example. Because Strux is like...
Yeah.
It's like, he's my brother definitely.
Yeah.
And I know he's really upset with me.
Yeah.
And he already told me if he meets with his Royal Rumble Strux. I'll be like, okay, I should probably tell Strux about it. But then you're like, Strux probably has a lot on his plate at this moment. And you don't want to add your own problems to this.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you deal with it.
But
and then it gets a lot for you, chokes you, and then you're like, I'll text him this week. This week turns into 2 weeks,
yeah.
2 weeks, 3 weeks, months. Months will pass, and then you're like, it's too late for me to reach out to my friends to tell them that.
Yeah, but the truth like, is it that there are two things I'm taking from this, right? One is that you don't rate me,
nah,
because you easily reach out to me even after 6 months. So is it that you don't rate me?
Nah, I rate you a lot.
You don't. Let's get it. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, I understand how, when it comes to women, right?
Yeah.
You know, when people always tweet it a lot, I'd be like, I don't open up your feelings to women because they use it against you.
Yeah, actually, nah, that's something.
They cut out the times, actually. At the same time, I feel like you should not have that same idea when it comes to your guys. Because,
I'm not saying that I'm doing it because they'll use it against me or something.
Yeah.
I just don't want to burden somebody else. Because everybody has their own problems.
Yeah, but we're all going through... I feel like... I think one thing you should know, right? As much as... Yeah, we have different... what's the word? We have different journeys, right?
Yeah.
I feel like at the end of the day, you should know that one thing that is constant with guys our age is... Like, we're going through it.
Yeah, definitely.
All of us. Well, because we all... The cut out of times, guys our age have just one goal. Trying to make money.
Definitely.
Trying to not... Just try for Sakpano to just choke us. You get me? So I feel like you should be able to understand that, regardless of what's happening, right? You should know that we're always going to. There's no how any of my guys will come to me, right? And I want you to find a way to accommodate. Not because maybe we have funds that we can just spend, or maybe because we don't have our own feelings or we don't have our own problems, but. There's always something about, and that's one thing. I still had a conversation last week with somebody, right, about the mentality when it comes to when you start living alone or just being very independent, right, and the mentality with somebody who still lives in their parents' house, not who just lives in their parents' house, who still gets like food from them and all those things. You know, it's different from when you live in your parents' house, but you are still taking care of yourself. All they are giving is a roof under your head. Do you get me? And I was, you know when you just have that conversation here, that when you are seeing your parents, and be like, no, when I leave them, you know, and I get the job, I'm going to save like 50% of my salary. And you know those things now.
Life will hit.
And then you leave. your parents' house and you realize that you're not saving up to 20% because the math is not mathing anymore. Like, bruh, it's crazy. Do you get me? And all of that, and you're just trying to... So I feel like a lot of men, because to be fair, I'm not trying to... I don't know the statistics and everything, but I feel like men start to be very independent rather very early than a lot of women, right? I don't know the math. I don't know the statistics. I could even be wrong, right? But I feel like men start being independent very early rather and more than women, right? So when it comes to all of that, I feel like for you, you should be able to understand, right? And not allow a lot of things to overwhelm you. Because I understand that a man generally would always keep his stuff to himself.
Yeah.
The cut out the time. Like,
that was how I was raised.
So I'm not going to go to Thailand and start whining that, this one, I'm going through this. The maximum thing I can tell Tyler, or even you sometimes, right? The maximum I can tell you that, bro, life is hard, man. Just somebody help me. That's the maximum thing. I will not give you details, right? I'll just tell you that, bro, life is hard. You get and all of those things, right? But will I tell a woman,
no,
life is hard? No. I'll just say, oh, let's stop buying that money.
I'll just say I'm alright.
Nah, but at the end of the day, even to buy me food, like, my babe thanks me. I'm dead ass. Like, it was weird last week. Well, it wasn't last week, like some days ago. And then I was like, so I think they didn't pump water in my house, right?
Yeah.
I didn't have water. And I wanted to cook. I didn't put everything in. I wanted to cook meat. That nonsense too. I just cooked.
it's
ghetto. Yeah, so I wanted to cook, right? So they didn't pump.
That stew was nasty,
by you. You lie, and I'm like, you're not gobbling it. You're not gobbling like.
There was no whole stew. It was just pepper and pomo everywhere. Guys.
And meat now, and fish. Guy, I spoiled it.
There was no stew.
Yeah, that's how I eat now.
By the way,
just animal.
I told you to boil rice for me. I was not feeling well. You cannot boil rice for me.
Maybe I'm your babe now. You're crazy. But yeah, right. And then they didn't pump water. And I was like, you know what? They didn't pump water. I'm already irritated because I was supposed to cook and everything. And then that took light. When they were about to pump, that took light. And I was like, you know what, bruh? I'll just figure out something. Because, I mean, I'm used to being on my own, right?
You can't drink Gary.
You get, like, you I'll figure not. Out something, right? Oh, don't drink Gary. But I'll figure out something now. GK, I can't remember last time I drank Gary, guy.
Okay.
I'd rather eat the bag, guy.
Drink
Gary. And so I just was like, no, that. I was like, you know what, I'll just get food. And they were like, no, that. Just get it, I'll pay. I'm like, yeah, no. GK, I'm like, yeah, no, that's calm. You get it? And they were like, no, that's serious, I'll pay. And they're like, no. See my force, like, I'm calm, don't worry. And then I was like, no, okay, fine. Because look at my bank account, like, you know what, let her pay. let her pay. You get so she paid, right? And then I was like, oh, thanks, babe. Like, thanks for the food. And she was like, oh no, thank you for allowing me to pay. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing you ever said.
Like, you guys is on some mushy shit.
No, cause like I don't allow her to do all those things. Cause I'm not used to, I don't believe a woman. I believe like if a woman does something for me, she's going to get it, she's going to do something to like just point out that far. Like, you can be arguing one day, be like, you know what, I'm not doing this. And she'll be like, yes, that's why I bought you rice and stew last week, bro. So like, you didn't have to. You get like in my head, like I feel like in my head they'll just come back and use it again. So, like, that's happened a lot. You get like, it's something I've seen happen. You feel me? It's not like I'm just bringing it out of my head. Like, I've seen it happen. A lot of babes, not even say a lot, because I don't know the statistics again, right? Well, I've heard from different people, like, women end up using stuff like they've done for you against you. You feel me? So that, and it was very weird. I was like, why do I feel weird? Like that a woman bought me something. Like, what kind of society are we kind of living in? Why do men have to always, you know, try to put up a brave face every time? I think it's killing all of us, like, little by little. Like, we always,
you think?
Oh, it is actually like we're always putting up a brave face. You get? And at the same time, is it that, you know, when a lot of men argue, I'll be like women are doing all this posting of stuff or validation on the TL. And I'm like, okay, so women that don't like to share our problems, what's the end goal? It's like, are we going to keep quiet and suck man and just be looking at them? Maybe if Tyler can borrow me 10 kids this week. So I can return it back. And then, you know, the problem is a lot of guys now end up fighting each other because you don't return that 10 kids. You get.
I see what you did.
You feel me? All because I don't know what I did, bro. I don't know. That's your business. You get me? You get. And then you know, it gets to a point where you're even close to your guys that you know that by the time you are giving them that 10K, they are not returning the 10K. Now you see what I'm doing here. now you know that because you are used to your guys, right? You know that that 10K you are not getting it back. You are probably going to get 9K, 8-5, 7-5. I can't wait to hear about
it. Are you mad? Are you not happy I sent you money for food?
Guys, bill now. Guys, guess how much Bill sends me back? 9-9. 9-9.
Bank charges now. Is it crazy?
This man sends bank charges. Like, bank did not charge me. I know funny thing is, it did not like, and one thing I always do is, like, if you ask me for money, and if I ask you for money, I'll give you a date and pay him back. Right? And Bill gave me a date. He did not break the deadline, no. Like, he said, oh, I'm giving you back, like, next day. And he gave me back, and I'm like, okay, that's calm now. Like, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'll send you. I'm like, okay, let me check my back. And I was like, 9-9. I was like, why do you do these things?
Bank charges, people. Guy, I use Access Bank.
When Anelka was still in Nigeria then, right?
And maybe,
when Anelka was in Nigeria then, yeah, and Anelka would send me, like, I'll be like, oh, Anelka, I need like 5K. Anelka would send me like 5K. And then I'm sending it back. I probably said like 3-5.
Are you complaining about me?
But because it was something I was used to. Because Anelka, when the problem was calling money from me, right, he'll collect it and be like, okay, I'm sending you 4-5. Get out. It was just normal. Like, he didn't care about my feelings. Like, it was just normal. And I enjoyed the fact that we understood each other. Basically, yeah. Men understood each other, right? And we just understood. I like the fact that, to be fair, men have a community. And because, not because we have it, but we just kind of understand what the next man is going through. We understand the pressure of being a man. Jigga, we understand all of that. But at the same time, I feel like we don't communicate with each other. We try to, and one thing we're very good at, oh man, we're blessed at it, right? It's just using humor for like,
let's joke about
everything. Like, basically, that, like, I was telling this auntie, I was telling her that.
Which auntie?
You know who I'm talking about. Like, I was telling her that. You know when I'm having a conversation with you, right? With all the guys, I'll be like, yeah, your dad, leave me alone. Or your uncle.
My dad is dead. Yeah,
like your uncle, right? And then, you know when you're getting close, like, to your baby, and then you feel like you can have that rapport. But you cannot because, bro, you don't know how somebody...
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then in my head, so a lot of times, I just try to change to something stupid, like maybe your HOD or something. And I probably don't like HOD, so it's fine. God, you get that kind of
thing. She knows where you were trying to...
She knows that I was trying to hit the family tree. You get me? But in all of that, I think in the 2 months, like, we've actually not done the pod yet. I've come to, like...
That was my fault, by the way. I'm sorry.
I've come, not really, to be honest. I think me too, I'll come, to be honest. Because I was doing a lot of stuff.
So why were you not? You made me feel bad.
That's my job.
How you make me feel bad? God, I was sick. You didn't bring me.
We're back to this.
Yeah,
I didn't bring you what?
Like flowers or something, yeah. I was battling for my health.
Yeah.
I was out for a while.
Did you tell me?
I didn't want to stress you about it.
Did you tell me?
I told you after I came back.
You told me after you had come back. I mean, so one thing is, I work with information, and you always know that. Like, you always know that. If you tell me, sick.
You wanted me to just text you on random.
Just say you're sick.
Maybe you were at work and your guy was stressing you out. I'd be like, for me.
Now you're making up scenarios because you're not only going to work twice, so nobody can stress me like that.
All right. Anyhow, Sha, life was hitting you. Yeah. Your landlord didn't pump water, nothing. And you've not eaten. And you're still going back and forth to your girlfriend about buying Sha. And I'll be like, oh, she bought me.
Yeah.
I've been having issues breathing. I can't breathe at all.
Yeah.
Like, legit. I think I'm about to have a stroke or something like that. Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
So the truth is, I like when men cast themselves. Because let's not even assume. You know me, right? What do you think I would say in that situation?
You probably say something stupid.
Exactly. Exactly.
I would not be in the mood for any stupid joke at that point.
Exactly. I'll probably kind of do it and be like, is your leg still moving or something stupid? GK. But at the same time, if you confirm that it's a serious thing, because when you tell me anything serious, I don't believe you at first. Because I generally...
I was a Muslim. And he started laughing. Like, I'm on a new journey now. Like, yeah, it's all funny again. Like, I told you on Tenny the other day that I found Allah. And you guys were laughing.
Where did you find him?
When I went to the mosque.
So you can tell those expressions are killing me. Like, man, is just looking like kind of confused. Like, is this like so? No, let's talk about your Muslim journey. If it's real, I need to confirm now on air that is your Muslim journey real.
This guy calls me a lot.
Is your Muslim journey real?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to walk me through how that happened, basically. Yeah.
It just happened. How did people?
How did
Christ?
It happen? Yeah, you know, when people have a journey, maybe it's like what's that English? They have this, wow, that left my head. Epiphany. Yeah, they have like this epiphany or something happened. What happened? Or a vision. What happened? You have to. I mean, there's still time. Because I've spoken everything I have. Today was just vibes. Right, so you have to.
Why don't we don't address the elephant?
What elephant?
Why are you going to this? I don't put my business out.
No, you have to keep. No, man, you're not telling me your business. I'm just asking us. I've been telling you to give us a summary of how the journey started and how the journey is going now, basically.
It's still going, by the way.
Yeah.
It was when I was sick.
Yeah.
I felt comfortable in that whole setting. You know, I gave up on Christianity a long time.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it was just funny looking to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Very understandable, because Christianity is very diverse.
It's
so
really funny now. It's all about money now.
Yeah.
Then I went to the mosque.
What led you there? Okay, wait.
Yeah.
With who?
With one sister. And then I felt so welcome and comfortable there. It wasn't like the whole Christian setting. I'm like,
yeah.
I think this is where I would want to be, and I think I want to continue with that. I'm not sure yet, but I think I'll happen by next week. I might find Buddha or something. I'm still on the religious journey. I'm trying to find where I would feel.
And how has that? How has that affected you in any way? Like how was you before going to that mosque or having this Allah, what's it called? And you now when. Trying to no, I'm not gonna say oh you're falling into it right because
nah,
I'm GK. So you trying to just acclimatize yourself into that whole thing. How is it different? What's changed? Don't say you got better because that doesn't count.
No, I haven't gotten better yet.
Yeah.
Nothing has actually changed. So I still believe like I'm still on a journey. Mm-hmm. Whatever fits. But
so you
I just want to see where this goes.
So you're capping now, you're still in the what's the word? You're still in the... Oh, you're praying five times a day now.
Nah, man. How? I might get there, but not now.
Yeah, but you're still just trying to...
I might change it. I don't know, guy. To be honest, religion is not justice for me right now.
Yeah, but I think as much as... I think the first question is if you believe in God. I think you do. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
but I think you do. I think you're just capping, but I think you do. But it's all about...
Why? What makes you think I'm capping?
Because, I don't know, I've been with you for a while.
Yeah.
Not in that sense. I've been with you for a while. Okay. I think you kind of, at the end of the day, I think you're just looking for... We all are. Well, it's never just about you. I think you're also just looking for something to be able to hold on to, right? Which we all are, to be honest, because everybody's trying to just find meaning, right? And... I believe genuinely, like, if you don't believe there's a higher power, then...
What if I'm a scientist?
Yeah, if you, but you're not. Relax.
What makes you think I'm not a scientist? What do you think I do in my spare time?
What science?
Maybe I'm mixing up chemicals and stuff.
I mean, but, like, I feel like everybody's looking for something to hold on to, and if you believe there's a higher power, then you're looking for something to hold on to.
Yeah.
If you're into science, I don't think in your head you'll be looking for like this. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. I don't think you'd be looking for something to hold on to. I think you just want to work with facts.
Yeah.
And that's what science is all about. Right. And I do not believe, well, that's me, generally, just not how you feel. That's just how I think. Right. And I believe you're the kind of person who's looking for something to hold on to. And you're just trying to get that. You're trying to get it. Right. Which is fine. Even if, because I'm not, one thing I always do is not, I'm not going to force religion on anybody. I'm not that good myself, like, bro. Do you get me? But at the same time, religion is, from my own angle, I see it as something that, from the first thing ever, like, I know I believe in God. Like, I know there's someone pulling the strings, right? Because you can't tell me there's nobody pulling it. It doesn't just work in my head. It doesn't just work if there's nobody not pulling the strings.
What if there's no one?
But there is. There has to be.
I just say, what if?
Yeah, but there has to be. Don't you feel like
there
has to
be? Why do you feel there has to be?
Because if nobody's pulling the strings,
yeah,
how is everything working in sync?
How
so? You just
people just think I don't believe in God. I believe in God. It's just like the whole religion setting. I'm not.
Yeah, I feel. And to be honest, the way religion works now in the country, everywhere. I don't believe in.
Most especially in the country.
Yeah, I don't believe a lot of people are even true to this religion thing. And you can't blame people who don't believe in religion, even not Christianity anymore, just religion in general, because people are being taken advantage of. People are just. That's why I like this president guy, this Rwanda guy that has closed down almost all the churches. And he said, if you don't have a degree and all of that, you're not opening a church in Rwanda. If you don't have a degree.
That's a step forward.
Yeah, if you don't have a degree,
you don't have me to be out of business in Nigeria.
Because
I can literally start a church in my compound.
Oh, yeah, you can actually. And people start coming. Like, I don't know, but there's in my estate, there's a guy that I think they do fellowship there, right? And it's all babes.
All babes.
Like, but I think it's a guy that's doing the fellowship.
The wonderful
and it's all babes. And you'll be hearing them scream. Oh! And I'm like, what are they really doing inside there? You feel me? And then there was a day I came out of my house and they were coming out, and that's the day I knew it was all babes actually. Like, they were just flocking out, like women, just babes, just coming out. Like, bro. And in my head, I was like, what's actually going on in this place? Like,
I would have probably reported them to the state security.
What's your own now?
They are disturbing me.
I mean, it was wild, but I also, oh my days, I have muscle pull. I'm dying.
Out of doing nothing.
Yeah, let's play ball.
You play football with pensioners.
Guy, actually have, guy, it's actually crazy. I actually just got the muscle pull.
Yeah, please sit down.
In the studio, on air. I didn't say muscle.
Say muscle.
Yeah, who
said muscle?
Yeah, you that would say muscle, bro. Nah, but I mean, I kind of understand how all of it works. And I'm just trying to make sure. And one thing I've come to realize, and I think doing the crack actually made me realize. Like,
I thought I heard doing the crack. I was like, what? when did this happen?
I mean, doing the crack has also made me realize how much collaboration helps.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
How much? Because you feel like, man, this person, I know him, but what would they? Okay. And it will shock you the amount of people that are actually putting your stuff on their head. It will actually shock you, like. I'm dead ass. Like, to actually shock you, how many people are like, oh, bro, like, have you gotten somebody? Are you doing this? And then, I'm not going to say it's all men, because the men don't feel bad. But, yeah. and it's crazy how the power of collaboration works. And I'm just trying to, like, one thing I always tell everybody, right? And one thing, like, I always keep tweeting it sometimes. I don't remember last time I tweeted it, because life has been tough. But, like, I always tweet peace, love, and positivity, right? Because I think we all need to spread love to each other, right? Definitely, because everybody's just trying to make it in this life. All of us, to be honest. Like, Sapa is hooking each and every one of us. We're apart from Tyler, because funds. But
Tyler just came here and dropped 100k on the street. Why?
I mean, yeah, but I think that's one thing. To be fair, I don't know the beginning and end of this conversation we've had today. We've just been diving into different.
Just winging it, man.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the whole point. Anyways, that's the whole point of the Talk Room podcast. Just to let people, just to try and help people in different ways we can, to be honest. And it's one thing to, how do I put it? It's one thing to just collaborate, right? And they'll be like, okay, I can help you. And then, because I mean, you can testify. A lot of people have messaged, right? And be like, oh, you have a YouTube show coming up and everything. And then they just like, okay. And they just like air you and like, that's calm.
You
like,
say okay.
Like, some of them didn't reply. Really, yeah. Like, some of them didn't reply. And it's a shock to you. And the funny thing is, you know, as much as we can't deny it, right? There are levels of creativity and there are levels of artist or proper artist or and all of, there are levels. You know that this person bigger than this person, right? In just general terms, this person. You know, it will shock you how it's the smallest of person that's airing you. Chike, like, forget jokes. Like, it's funny how it's the smallest of person airing you, and then it's the big guys that actually reply and be like, oh yeah, like, it's calm down. Let's maybe talk to my manager. Let's see what we can do. Chike, and it's wild because I'm like, sir, you that's you are not replying me. What exactly is like? you have a right not to reply me, don't get me wrong, bro. But like, why? Like, you get, but in all things, right, like I'll say, like, so that I can make my mother proud in case she hears it. In all things, thank God, to be honest, right?
Thanks to Allah.
You know, I'm actually very particular about this your journey. I like to, because I don't trust you. I don't believe you. Like, and if you can complete the journey, let me look for one thing that I can give you that is worth it for you. Because I can't, I don't have anything in my house. What can I give you that? What do you want from my house? Don't see my laptop.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
If you can complete this journey.
Wait, your laptop. I want your laptop.
You know when my laptop.
I beat Tenny that day.
Tenny was going to get 2 games.
Bro, it was more than 2 games. I want this guy's MacBook. So drop it in my.
Don't make. Oh, don't be saying you want my MacBook. Like, everyone think I'm going to buy MacBook Pro for my office.
I don't care if it's for your office, bro.
I mean, but you need to. I'll be happy with copy. You know when you first came. When, was it like some days? Yeah, and they were telling me all those cars. I'd be like, oh, I've stopped all of this. And I'm like, okay.
Stopped all of what?
Everything you were doing in your life.
What was I doing before?
I started saying everything.
I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, so all your smoking and everything.
I was joking about that, by the way. No, it's an actual problem. Like, I have like a problem.
Yeah, but
I'm still trying to get over it. Seems impossible at this point. And that was what?
It doesn't seem impossible. I think you
messed me up. Health wise, bro, if I'm telling you that it seems impossible, right? Guy, I knew I was sick and this was what was messing with my chest, my heart, everything.
Yeah,
I still didn't stop.
I
couldn't stop.
Yeah, because it's already part of you.
It was difficult, like,
because it's already part of
when you try to stop.
Like, but I think one thing like, oh, I've heard from somebody, anyways, it's not like I know how if it ever properly works, is but then it's not your case, because people always say. When you want to stop an addiction or something, like,
find something
you
have to substitute.
Yeah, but then
what do you want to use substitute?
You know they have all those, but I'm sure they've got all those fake
vape.
No, it's not vape. What's all that? Those, I think there's a fake thing that I don't
think you're smoking warehouse.
Yeah, but I don't smoke, doesn't even come out or anything. You just
that's no, yeah, no way to do anything. No way to give me the
I
haven't stopped. I won't lie to you.
Why are you dying?
Yeah, you dying.
I'm not dying yet, but
yeah,
I'm not dead.
I mean, but I think to be fair, another thing we're also trying to do, right, is just trying to make everybody live proper lives. And we're not saying people that smoke don't have proper lives. I mean, you get me. But at the same time, if you think it's something that would require that you need to stop, and I think you should make I'm not gonna say extra effort, because I don't know how you're going to substitute.
I've tried making an extra effort. And anytime that I tried like making an extra effort, I found myself smoking more than I used to. Let's say I was smoking like a pack in like 2 days.
Yeah.
I would smoke that in a day. Then the next day, another pack like that. Mm-hmm. Keeps increasing. Like, what?
Seems
possible at this point.
I want to
stop because it's not healthy.
We're all here and I think it's something where like everybody can actually.
Everybody has something they're trying to get over.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, definitely.
No.
Oh, definitely.
Like, that one I told you this morning. Yeah, bro.
Like,
yeah, I'm becoming sad.
Like, everybody has something they're trying to stop. Not everybody, because people apparently maybe have lived perfect lives. But, like, a lot of people have addictions or stuff that they just really want to stop. And I think it's talking. One thing I've always also known is talking about it helps.
Yeah.
The fact that you are not just keeping it inside and you're not just alone when it comes to it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, because this is the first time I've actually heard you like saying
no, I think I was kind of like ashamed to like tell you that more. Like, I know how you would look at me. Like, are you stupid? Can't you just drop this thing? I'm like, nah, man.
No, I don't. So to be fair, right? Back then, yes, I'll have said that. But I've also gone through a phase of being addicted, right?
Yeah.
And I'm also still trying to like just stop it and just try to help myself also, right? And it's something where we can easily figure out a method, right?
Yeah.
To just make sure that, okay, you know what? Because it can be as simple as once you stay true to yourself. I think that's one of the major things that gives you addiction, like staying true to yourself. If, for example, let's assume that we from this pod now, we go home and then we create a plan whereby, for example, let's say me, I check in with you hourly.
Yeah.
Have you done this today?
Should I post it?
Yeah.
Not hourly. I would have already done it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, but have you done, like, if you know that you're going to stay true to answering me,
yeah,
right, and you're going to stay true to...
Let me not post it.
Yeah.
I had, like, somebody like that.
Yeah.
Marinke was helping me do something like that.
I know I caught an email sign, but okay.
No, I'm not. I obviously...
Yeah.
Because she was trying to help me. I understand she was trying to help me. And then she would check in, and by then I had already, like...
Yeah, but were you telling her? Or you were capping about it?
At the point, I was capping about it. And I'm like, she can't beat me.
Like that.
I'm like, guy, I'm no more counting this stuff.
Yeah.
I've already gone past this.
No, but I think if you had... So it gets to a point where, when something is in your face, it gets to a point where something is in your face.
Yeah.
You start getting irritated.
Yeah, actually.
Dude, like you start getting bloody irritated. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, she was actually in my face.
Dude, and if that's what I'm saying, if you had continued, you realize that. I don't know, sometimes you just kind of feel ashamed. I don't know if it's just me, just kind of, let's say you've been doing it and then you've not been ashamed. You've been like, yes, I have, don't stress me.
Yeah.
And then next week, and then you'll be like, no, for a change, I could just easily say no. Like, do you get? Yeah. I can actually just, let me bust this babe's head and say, actually, no, I didn't. And then it starts from there. Because you understand now that for some weird reason, you've wired your head to understand that you're accountable to somebody, right? The minute you start being accountable to somebody, I think it helps a lot. And that's one thing I'm also trying to do. Like, if I can start being accountable for some things and be like, you know what? I did this today. I'm on a journey, but I still did it today. And then when the person starts asking
you,
and when you start doing it, you'll be like, when you start doing all of that, and then you realize that, you know what? Nah, let me bust that. It starts from play. Like, let me bust my niggas there today. Let me say I didn't. Let me see I reply. And then it will shock you how much excitement and how much endorphins you get when somebody's proud of you.
Yeah, I was getting that, bro.
You'll be wondering, it's not just one stick, I did not smoke today. Why are you shouting? GK, you just get to a point where the feeling you get when somebody's proud of you. And I think that's what we need to do for each other. You know, just try to say, okay, today I don't want to. It starts from, my house is not far. It starts from, we know that in our house, ISDs will distract you for a whole day, right? We'll play FIFA, we'll banter, we'll drink gin, and godons. You get, and banter for you, and you realize that the whole day has gone, right? And you have thought about it though, don't get me wrong,
you
might be dying inside though, but you know that you cannot go out and buy because I'll not allow you back into the house. All I will lock you.
The only thing that happens when I get home.
No, you don't get me. Don't get me wrong. When you get home, you can do it though. If you feel the urge to and you do it, that's the thing. There's no judgment. But if you get home 8 o'clock, and let's say you are sleeping, let's say 11. Let's just say you are sleeping off 11, right? You have only 3 hours to smoke. Whereas if you are home, you had almost 24 hours to smoke.
Do you get me wrong? I just start getting restless.
That's my point.
I always wake
because
up
1 a.m.,
2 a.m., 3 a.m.,
you feel me? But the minute you wake up, if you wake up 8 a.m., you have your whole day.
Yeah.
The minute the thought enters your head, you are going to do it. You feel me? Let's assume we're all together here since 8 a.m. and you are feeling that urge. You know you can't do it in front of us because we're not going to allow you. You feel me? So you know that from 8 to, let's say 8, where you probably have smoked 2 packs, you wouldn't. I tell him you can, no, don't get me wrong. You can smoke that 2 packs in the 3 hours till you get to your house. But it starts from somewhere. You feel me? It starts from somewhere. And then by the minute you see, and then next day you are going to buy it again. And then you're going to tire because
you
play too much.
Tired of your routine.
You start, and then you just, for some weird reason, I'm not feeling like you need to start. It might take long go. Don't get me. I'm not saying it will happen next week. Go. It might take long go. But it starts from somewhere. I think another thing we all don't do, we don't praise ourselves enough. We don't praise ourselves enough. We because we want instant change, the little changes we don't see that we see it as nothing. And then we don't praise ourselves enough. If you are smoking 2 packs a day, right? Yeah. And then because in your head, I really want to stop smoking, and you are doing 1 pack a day, and you don't acknowledge that. What's it called? It's not, I'm not saying it's a great thing, no. But acknowledge the fact that it's reducing. Acknowledge the fact that there's a stepping stone in that journey, you get. And I think from there, once you don't acknowledge the fact, and you're like, because I'm still smoking, what's the use of, what's the point of all of this? And then you don't see the point, and then you are going back to your two again. I think we also need to acknowledge ourselves sometimes. No, we're trying and making efforts. That's one thing a lot of us don't do. We're too hard on ourselves. Life is hard. People make it seem like they dropped us and they gave us manual and said, oh, you, your life might be ruined, so smoke. Nah. Something happened and you found like you enjoyed it, right? And then you're moving from there. People have lived long and have smoked. Do you feel me? But like, we need to acknowledge the kind of the changes. This, the fact that you're saying it on air and you're actually all of that is something you should be proud of. You won't see it as that because you assume that it's not like I'm not going to go and smoke now. Because you feel me? But at the same time, acknowledge the fact that you were able to bring it out and you were able to say it. And then from there, you start seeing changes. Like, as long as you're making an effort, like an extra effort, then you see changes. I mean, I don't know how we got here, but we got here.
It felt good letting that out.
And His Holiness has given you wise words. Again? Yeah, you guys don't rate me enough, actually.
Nah.
You guys don't rate me enough.
Yeah, our time is almost up.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing.
Yeah, what's that?
When you guys get upstairs,
upstairs
when there's rapture and they get to heaven, and they be like,
recommend one person to enter heaven with you.
I feel like a lot of people are going to call my name, like, show me, you changed my life. You get me?
I'll call 21 Savage. Let's get off
every. I like the fact that I know that 21 Savage is not going upstairs.
And Chooks, I'm sorry, by the way.
I want his official apology. Who else are you apologizing to?
Nah, just Chooks.
Wow, nobody else is rated.
Nah, you guys can handle yourself.
But yeah, our estate manager has come to lock us out. But yeah, we're done.
It's been good.
Everything we've said today is just, it's not just for us, it's for everybody. And I think everybody should just take a note out of it and just try to.
I know there are people in my situation.
Yeah, and just try to, you know, enjoy life, number one. Everybody's struggling, number two. Three. Still enjoy life, but life is hard. You're a small 500 naira. Go and buy suya with it. Don't kill yourself. You get me? But yeah, everybody's going through it. And I feel like one major thing we should do is always talk to somebody. Find somebody in your life you can talk to. If you don't have someone you can talk to in your life, you are the problem. You've always been the problem. But yeah, find someone talks in your life and just make sure that you're going through life, you know, step by step. And then by then, we'll have a proper topic next week. So yeah, we'll be seeing you guys next week. Talk room. We are out.
Phil, aka
Tyler is going to go and buy us.
Phil Lions.
Let's go.
My EP is coming out soon, guys.
Which
and I'm trying to get Tyler to get me to that. Tyler, you're
going
to sign.
But that's Lukeboy was going to sign you too. That's
Lukeboy is going to sign me to Boom Radio.